Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. Bo Bove from Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Haven't had you on the radio for a while.
Yes, it's true. I did do some shows this last season, but they just didn't have me come visit you, and that's too bad. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's cool. So here you are to talk about the upcoming production. Talk about what's ahead.
So Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, is when we open. We'll be presenting Murder on the Orient Express, so Agatha Christie's probably most famous story.
And a lot of people are very familiar with it. But for those people who maybe haven't followed it, kind of explain what the synopsis of the plot is.
Sure. So, obviously on a train, the Orient Express is a very, very famous train that used to run from London to Istanbul. And so basically what happens is there's a number of people on a train. They're headed from Istanbul to England. They run into a snowdrift. There's a murder, and the famous detective Hercule Poirot is on the train and will investigate, and ultimately will have a solution.
Wow. Now, Agatha Christie, I mean, how many Agatha Christie things are there out there?
Oh, tons. She's written something like 60, I think she had 60 novels with 60 novels and 33 short stories or something like that. I mean, she wrote a lot of stuff. Hercule Poirot was one of her two major characters. Miss Marple was the other one. And so there's a lot of stories out there. Some of them have been adapted to the stage. This is one of the more popular ones.
Yeah, no, definitely. Even if you don't know this genre of books, of acting, of theater, a lot of people, you know, if you don't know it very well, this is one you'd probably know about.
That is true. That's absolutely true. There was a 1974 version that was a blockbuster hit with just an all-star cast, like Lauren Bacall and Albert Finney and Sean Connery, et cetera, et cetera. There were like 10 big stars in it. And then it was redone in 2017 by Kenneth Branagh. So there's been two major just movies of this book itself.
Wow. So you begin Labor Day weekend, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we open September 3rd. And so we'll be running Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, 7 p.m. over at the Betty Long on Ruth Theater. And then we have a Sunday matinee.
Now, how many people in the cast?
So there's, 11.
Wow.
11.
Now, I didn't ask it. I don't remember. What's your role?
Oh, I'm the director.
Aha. Now, is that a new thing?
This will be my second one. I don't know if anybody remembers, but 2 years ago, I directed Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap at UACT. That's the play that has the distinction of being the longest-running show in the history of theater. It's still running on the West End. It opened in 1950.
Wow. So what was it, because you've been on here a lot in past years, talking about your acting, not just here, other places you've lived.
Sure.
What was it like to step from being an actor to being the director a couple of years ago?
It was a little scary, but you know, the wonderful thing about UACT is that it's like a community and everybody is very supportive and really everyone truly likes each other and they're willing to help. And so I've gotten a lot of support and it was a very successful run with The Mousetrap. And so I've been lucky enough to get an outstanding assistant director, David Jones, who's been involved in UACT for decades. He's a great assistant director, so I've got great support team. My production team is just the best production team. And then these actors, I am blessed with these actors. Roseburg has, you know, a relatively small population, but it has an enormous amount of talent for such a small population. So I'm lucky.
Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it has to do with the schools. So UCC and Roseburg High, they support the arts extensively. They have two great instructors there. And so I think that we're turning out young people, and then they move into the community theater scene. They just keep going.
Yeah, and some of them, I mean, have gone on to acting in other places. Some of them, like what you see at the high school, have come back years later on the other side of things as the teacher.
Yeah, that Troy. I guess you're talking about Troy Pennington. Yeah, so Troy Pennington is a very talented actor. He was in Anastasia, the summer musical, a couple of years ago, and now he's doing a great job at the high school. And so we're really blessed to have, you know, people like him and Bart over at UCC as an excellent instructor, and he's also involved in the theater, even at UACT. He played Willy Wonka a couple of years ago.
Wow. So what was it like to, as a director, decide who to cast in these roles? I mean, people obviously auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from there when you're like, well...
Yeah, I was very lucky because, once again, as I said, I've reached out to some of the more seasoned people at the theater. So I had had Marty Follesi, who you probably have had on a number of times, and I also had Ashley Chitwood, who's also a director. I had them help me. So we had three directors listening to all the auditions, and then we tried very hard to be as fair as we could to get the right person into the right role so that they could be successful, we could be successful, and we could give the community a great show.
So what are some of the production elements like for something that's such a classic play?
The biggest challenge is the set. We're currently building a train inside a theater. And so it's going to be very, very challenging for that. And then there's a lot of lights and obviously sound. You know, you have to have train sounds, and there's a lot of music when you're involved in like a 1930s style show. And so we have a lot of classical music, and we have a lot of sound effects, train whistles, etc. And then of course the set, which is challenging.
And all these sounds, I mean, they've got to be executed at the right split second.
That's correct. Yeah, we write basically in the script. We write all of the cues when they're supposed to happen, the execution of the cues, when they're supposed to happen. And we practice that just as much as we practice the show. And I've got two wonderful women that are going to be running lights and sound for me. So Katie and Alana, and it's going to be great.
And mixing, I was just thinking about this mixing, you know, the sound of actors and there's, you know, a sound of the train and getting all that right in a very small environment.
Yes, that's exactly true. And that's, you know, that's why we'll have to run it a number of times. We might even have to have a separate technical rehearsal where we're just doing sounds and lights and music and trying to get it so that the balances and the mixes are correct.
Wow. A big challenge, but you guys obviously really like what you do.
Well, I do, yeah. I just love what we do. And, I got involved with UACT in 2017, and I love the experience. I love the people. And it's been an excellent experience and so supportive and so lovely, and everyone's great.
All right. So September 3rd till when?
The 20th.
And what to kind of explain what the run schedule is?
Yeah, so 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, starting on the 3rd, and then we have a Sunday matinee starts at 2 o'clock, and again it'll run until the 20th.
And how do people get tickets?
You could go to uac-theater.com, or you could call the UAC Theater box office. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but. It's easily found on the website. So you could buy them right online, or you could just call in and you could order them that way.
All right. Sounds good. Bo Bove, thanks for coming in.
It's always a pleasure, and it's always great to see you, Kyle.
All right. 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.